Well, New York prosecutors have reportedly convened a special grand jury that is expected to decide whether to indict former President Trump or others in his businesses, based on evidence from Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. Now, he's been looking into Trump's practices before Trump became president and claims that the Trump Organization may have manipulated property values and defrauded banks, and that hush money payments were made to women on Trump's behalf. Andrea Bernstein is with member station WNYC. And Andrea, this was first reported by The Washington Post. We know it's not unusual to convene a special grand jury in a complicated case. But what is this signaling to people?
Well, the former prosecutors that I have spoken to have said to me that this stage is a very advanced stage in an investigation. And what it means is that the DA believes he has evidence that a crime was committed. So it's a significant step. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to go through this grand jury process where there will be witnesses called, there will be additional subpoenas issued, but they are setting up a sustained grand jury, a six-month grand jury, to examine whether crimes were committed. And it is typically the last step before an indictment if they decide there's evidence of a crime.
Yeah, and this evidence is from investigations that began with Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who served time for admitting that he paid the hush money to women on Trump's behalf, something Trump denies. Other claims have to do with whether Trump or his staff either inflated or deflated his business value for their own benefit. Explain that.
So with regards to Michael Cohen, you might remember when he testified before Congress some years ago, he brought with him a check that had been written to him by Donald Trump, he said in the Oval Office, for $35,000 that had, Michael Cohen said, been paid out as a retainer, but in fact was to reimburse him for hush money. Well, in New York, you're not allowed to say something is a business expense when it's not a business expense. So that could be a felony. Separately from that, as the DA has been boring into Trump's business, he has found what he calls a possible protracted pattern of fraud, where Trump overvalues properties when it's in his interest, for example, when he's seeking a loan, but undervalues them when, for example, it's time to pay the tax man.
Yeah. Well, do we know if this convening of the grand jury has anything to do with recent reporting that Vance's office, the DA, has been pressuring the Trump Organization financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, to cooperate?
Well, both are signs of the same thing, which is that the DA's investigation is intensifying. Everybody that I spoke to that has worked with these kinds of cases has said that the road goes through Alan Weisselberg, that Alan Weisselberg is the person who oversaw all of these financial investigations, and he would be the one to possibly flip and give states evidence. So that could happen. The documents he's been collecting, the interviews with members of Weisselberg's family that he has been conducting, and going to the grand jury signal that there is a very serious investigation, that this is not just a suspicion at this point, but they feel that it is close enough to consider whether an indictment should be brought.
Right. What has former President Trump had to say?
Well, he issued a very angry statement last week when it came out that the New York Attorney General and Vance were joining forces on certain aspects of this case. He said it was a witch hunt, that it's politically motivated, and he denied wrongdoing. And all of that is a rather polite way of putting his missive that he put up on his website.
Well, we spoke with you last week when New York Attorney General Letitia James assigned two lawyers to work with the DA's office. These two investigations seemed to merge after her civil investigation into the Trump Organization developed into a criminal one. What does all this movement say to you about what Donald Trump is facing?
So Donald Trump, as we know, he has been sued thousands of times. He's initiated his own litigation probably also thousands of times, and he's been subject to impeachment investigations, numerous inquiries, but he's never been subject to a serious criminal investigation that could result in an indictment and could possibly lead to prison time. Now he is possibly facing all of that.
And just so people are clear, this new grand jury is separate from the investigative grand juries that the Manhattan DA used to issue subpoenas, right?
Right. This is a later stage where it's a more intensive look, and it signals that there is greater evidence that has been collected and they're closer to taking some kind of action.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great speaking with you.
You too.